Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the Beat CJR Radio Local News. On December 2025, the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, authorized the bilingual community station CJR Radio to move from 107.9 to 96.3 FM to better serve the municipality of Castleman and its surrounding areas. A new FM antenna will be installed in the spring of 2026 on top of the Castleman Water Tower instead of the industrial park. This technical change will allow CJR Radio to broadcast to a larger area using a more powerful transmitter and offer a strong coverage for the municipality of Castleman and for local residents to access the community station. The new FM signal will also reach the village of San Albert in the south. In a separate application in early December, CJR Radio has also applied to replace its current FM transmitter in Sarsfield in order to provide a much wider coverage that would include a large part of East Ottawa on 95.7 FM, including parts of the Russell Township, where its 107.7 FM transmission does not reach well. If accepted, the new Sarsfield transmission on 95.7 FM would also reach Clarence Rockland Township in the east, such as Hammond, Cheney, and Bouge, parts of Orleans on the west side, and up to Limoges and Russell Township in the south. The full decision for 96.3 CJR Radio is available on the CRTC website. Starting with January 5, 2025, solid waste collection in Russell Township is now automated following your usual collection day. The township is asking that you use the 120-liter black bins that were distributed in November. The garbage tags will no longer be used as of January 5th when waste collection becomes fully automated with the black bin. If you have unused silver holographic garbage tags, you can bring them to Town Hall at 717 Notre Dame Street in Embrun, Monday to Friday between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. If you purchased your tags from another location, please note that only Town Hall will provide refunds. The Russell Township will refund unused tags until March 31, 2026. Please note that this applies only to silver holographic tags, not the year-marked tags previously used for multi-unit properties. Stay up to date by subscribing to news alerts at www.russell.ca/subscribe. For questions, email infrastructure@russell.ca or call 613-443-1747. The Mobile Service Canada Unit for Processing Passport Application in Castleman closed its service on December 3, 2025 and will reopen at No. 8 Valori Street in Embrun on January 7, 2026. Starting Friday, January 23rd to Sunday, January 25th, the Casper Springs Optimist Club is inviting everyone in the community to take part in the Casper Springs Carnival's events and activities. Come and enjoy a warm Friday dinner, live music, curling competition, community Sunday brunch, and family bingo. For more details, check out the carnival brochure on the Casper Springs Optimist Club Facebook page and or sign up for the Casper Springs monthly communique newsletter at communiquecs@gmail.com. If you're looking for a knitting, sewing, crocheting, quilting, or painting club, look no further than Vars Craft Club. The Vars Craft Club is an inclusive group of people from the town of Vars and vicinity. The club meets once a week on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Bear Brook Community Center. All crafters are welcome to come together to work on their crafts and share their work with like other-minded people. Children are also welcome to work on their own craft projects, or they may participate in quiet play with toys they bring along. Children must be accompanied by their parents or guardians. Russell Township Winter and Spring Activities registration will open on January 7 for residents and on January 14 for non-residents. Activities vary from pickleball for adults to dance and musical theater for children and youth. For more information for dates and time, check out the program guide and registration on the Russell Township webpage. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscjro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cjroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.